弟兄姐妹平安。要等一下，因为我们这边好像电影散场，小朋友要。
Let's just wait a little bit for the younger ones to go to their classrooms.
我很喜欢我们教会的小朋友们。
I really love the children in our church.
因为我最近收到一张卡片。
Recently I received a postcard.
是从我们当中一个很有意思的小朋友写给我的。
It's a card from one of the children in our church.
上面写什么呢？
What did it say on the card?
他鼓励我。
The card encouraged me.
他谢谢我。
This child thanked me.
我好窝心啊。
I was truly encouraged.
因为我真的没有对小朋友们做太多的事情。
I don't think that I have done enough for them.
但是他们就坐在一个弟兄的身上。
But in return, they did it on me.
所以这是每一个我们在教会里面，我们每个人都可以操练的事情。
This is something that all of us can learn and practice in our church.
你要让你周围的人高兴吗？
Do you want to make the people around you happy?
你要照亮周围的人的生命吗？
Do you want to enlighten their lives?
你要把喜乐带给你周围的人吗？
Do you want to bring joy to the friends around you?
写一个 thank you note 给他。
Write a thank you note to them.
照亮他的生命。
Make his or her life happy.
也照亮你的生命。
And also brighten your day as well.
好，我们今天要来看一段的经文，是在讲到约翰福音第四章第三十一节到三十八节那边的经文。
We're going to look at a passage today, and it's in John chapter 4 from verses 31 to 38.
这是讲到在上下文，还是讲到那个撒玛利亚的妇人怎么样？耶稣跟他谈到。
This talks about the woman in Samaria and how Jesus talked to her.
然后这一段经文是讲到耶稣跟他的门徒之间的一些对话。
And this is also a conversation between Jesus and his disciples.
所以我们来看第三十一节，我们来看到第三十八节。
Let's look at the verses from 31 to 38.
好，我来念中文，我们大家很短哈，不是那么的长，我们大家一同来念好吗
？Let's read it together.
我们用中文，我们来三十一节。这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就对此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。”叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐，所以说那整蛇撒种，这人收割，这话是见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。所以这边就特别在讲到一件事情，就是讲到一件收割的事情。
Here especially talks about one thing, and that is reaping, harvest.
在这个上下文的时候，我们可以看到门徒好像去买食物，为了要来来大家可以吃得饱。
Initially in this passage that we saw that Jesus' disciple went out to buy food to satisfy everybody's hunger.
所以当这个食物拿到耶稣面前的时候，他们说：“拉比，请吃啊。”
When they brought the food before Jesus and say, "Rabbi, please eat."
然后这个耶稣就说：“我有的食物呢，是你们不知道的。”
Jesus told them that I have food that you don't know about.
耶稣就门徒就睁大眼睛说：“难道有人给你东西吃吗？”
And so the disciples were very surprised that did somebody else give you food?
看看耶稣，他还是水还是没有喝到。
They look at Jesus; he did not have water to drink.
大家还记得吗？他跟那个撒玛利亚要水喝。
Do you still remember that Jesus asked water from the Samaritan woman?
然后撒玛利亚妇人就跑掉了，去传福音去了。
But the woman left, and then she went to preach the gospel.
想一想那个画面。
Let's think about that picture.
耶稣很热、很渴、很累，坐在那边。
Jesus was very tired, and then it was hot, and he was sitting there.
讲了老半天的话。
And he talked for a long time.
结果能给他水喝的跑掉了。
But he didn't get any water.
然后现在肚子还是很饿。
And then he was still hungry.
然后这个时候门徒来了。
And now the disciples came over.
他说：“耶稣，拉比，请吃。”
And they said, "Rabbi, please eat."
耶稣回答他们说。
And Jesus replied,
"Literally, 我吃饱了。”
But he said, "I'm full."
可能我也不渴了。
And I'm not thirsty anymore.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
当我们在思想这个经文的时候，我们就看到下面的经文，耶稣是要带出下面的话。
When we look at the whole passage, then we know that Jesus was going to bring out a message.
他讲到一件事情，讲到一个收割的事情。
He was talking about harvest.
讲到一个传福音的事情。
He was talking about the gospel.
好像叫我们举目向田观看，是有一个大片的禾场在那边等着大家去收割。
He asks us to look onto the field because there's a big field that is waiting for us to reap.
当你看到那一大片的禾场，好像我们在这个小时候看到那个稻田，长满了那个稻穗的时候，你的感觉怎么样？
So it's like this is a big field. Like when we were little, we saw the rice field that was ready to be harvest.
可能你的感觉还不像那个农夫的感觉那么的实在。
Maybe what you feel may not be the same way that the farmers would feel.
你可能看到了是很多的这个籽粒在那边结出来而已。
All we saw is the rice that's on the crop.
但是这个农夫所看到的是他今年累月多少个月以来洒水插秧洒水浇灌拔草拔这个除虫出来的那些 果子现在那个种子现在变成了稻子可以吃了。
But what it means to the farmers is that this is going to be the harvest of their many labors including from the irrigation and also the pest control and then the fertilizing everything's all their labor they're enjoying the harvest.
这就代表了一件事情。
This represents something.
丰富
It's plenty, it's abundance.
虽然肚子饿
Even though we're hungry.
但是他种出来是整片的稻子，整片的稻田，要吃多久？
But then he has planted the whole field of crop.
圣经上有一句非常 biblical 的话。
There's a passage in the Bible.
积蓄五谷到永生。
It says that we can accumulate the crop till eternal life.
你一天吃你所种的一点东西。
Every day we eat what we need.
那个农夫一天吃一点他所种的东西，一大片的稻田。
And the farmers eat only a little bit from his big field to satisfy his need.
天天吃，天天吃，还是有一天会把他所种的田都吃光光。
If you do this every day, eventually we're going to consume everything that we have.
但是这边在讲到一件事情，是积蓄五谷到永生，永永远远的生命。
But the passage here says that we will accumulate crop till eternal life.
所以这是讲到一件事情，讲到这是一个属灵里面一个生命的丰盛的问题。
So this is about the abundance in spiritual life.
这是讲到在属灵里面的一个收割，从那个不是物体的食物，而是一个属灵的一个永恒的一个无限的一个食物。
So here we're not talking about the physical harvest, we're talking about a spiritual harvest.
所以耶稣在这个地方给门徒上了一件很重要的一堂课。
So Jesus gave his disciples a very important lesson right here.
让他们从每一天的 daily food 里面，让他们看到在永恒里面的那个食物。
So he brought them from the daily need, the daily eating, to something up there.
吃东西还会饿。
After we eat, we'll still feel hunger.
我每天吃，每天吃，吃了还要再吃。
We can never stop. After each meal, we have to eat another meal.
因为我们吃完了还会再饿。
Because after we eat this meal, we'll become hungry again later.
但这边讲到一个收割五谷到永生。
But here we're talking about harvest until eternity.
就讲到一个永恒里面的一个丰富，就是我们今天手上所做的工，以后所得到的一些的神从那边得到的一些丰富跟奖赏。
So we're talking about eternal abundance and then the award that we will receive in eternity.
所以就讲到说，怎么样来看？往我们周围来看，而不是再往我们自己的一些 daily 的这些限有限的物质来看，而是我们要往永生、往永恒里面来看。
So we're going to look at not just look within ourselves, but look beyond ourselves and see what's there in eternity.
所以上次葛牧师来分享，我记得他里面他第一句话就问我们，我觉得很有意思。
When Pastor Gur was here to share with us, the first thing he said.
他问我们教会存在的目的是什么
？So he asked us, what's the purpose for the existence of church?
存在的目的是什么
？What is the existence of a church? What's the purpose?
他是一个宣教士，所以他答案只有一个。
Well, he is a missionary, so he only have one answer for us.
传福音。
So it's for gospel's purpose.
就是传福音。
For gospel.
所以保罗也说，凡我所行的，都是为着福音的缘故。
So Paul says that I do all these things for the sake of the gospel.
为要与人同得福音的好处。
So I may share in its blessings.
所以这是非常保罗的生命当中他非常重要的一件事情。他也是一个宣教士了。
So this is a very important thing in Paul's life because he's also a missionary.
怎么样从我们的 daily food 每一天的忙忙碌碌当中，怎么样把眼睛现在能够看起来，往抬头举目往外面去看
？So how do we jump out of our daily life and look beyond our personal life.
从今生我们不要只顾到今生，能看见永生永恒的事情。
So how do we look beyond our daily life and look into the eternal life?
这是耶稣要教导门徒的。
So this is what Jesus wants to teach his disciples.
也是我们今天早上我们要来思想的这一段经文。
And this is something that we would like to ponder this morning.
所以我们我把那个字最重要的六个字把它挑出来。
So I have to pick the most significant six phrases.
就变成我们今天的题目叫做举目向田观看。
And so the title of my sermon today is Lift up your eyes and look onto the field.
我好喜欢中文翻译啊，叫两个字，这个头两个字叫举目。
I really like the Chinese translation. It says look up.
那我看了英文呢，有的版本也翻得很好，就是 lift up， 就是抬起来是 lift up。
So there's another translation. It says that lift up your eyes.
把眼目抬起来。
Lift up your eyes.
抬起你的盖头来。
Just do not stoop down, but lift up.
这个抬起头，这是一个第一件事情，我们要来思想的一个动作，这是一个动作。
So this is the first act that we're going to be thinking about.
这个动作是从低着头变成抬起头来举目观看。
So this act is from looking down to looking up.
所以从低着头的意思就是你看到的是很有限的，你看到的都是现在的，都是自己方面的。这时候呢，当我们抬起头来看到的时候，我们是看到是远的，是比较无限的，是比较大的范围，是一个永恒的东西。
So from looking up within yourself and from a very limited scope, but to look upon into a distance to a wider scope.
好像我们所顾忌的原来是一个自己的范围，关乎自己的事情，甚至是自己家里的事情。当我们抬起头来举目的时候，我们发现我们所看到的是完全不一样的一个世界，是一个新的、一个荣耀的一个 vision 在那个地方。
So from looking down, like just among ourselves or only among our family business, but we look beyond our personal life and then look into other people's life and to a glorified vision.
神呼召我们每一个人成为他的子民，绝绝对对不是只要看自己的事情。
So God called all of us to become His disciple, not just for ourselves.
神的也一贯的做法就是要透过我们每一个人成为祝福的管道，他要把他的 blessing 透过我们能够流到我们周围去。
So God really wants to make each one of us to become a channel of blessings.
所以这是一个基督徒非常重要的一个观念，我们要看见我们的生命是在做什么。
So this is a very important thing for everyone. We have to know that what the purpose of our life is.
当神给我们很多的资源的时候，是不是就给我们到此为止？还是说我们可以流出去来帮助我们旁边周围许许多多的人
？So do God just give? Does God just give us resources for us to enjoy, or are we supposed to pass it on?
神给我们许许多多的资源，给我们时间，给我们金钱，给我们能力，给我们才能，给我们许许多多的这些想法，很多的东西在我们的每一个人，神都有 provide。
God give us talent, time, money, and everything. So what do we do with all these resources?
神的用意是要我们举目，要我们举目抬头。
So God want us to lift up our eyes.
而不是只看到自己，祝福来了。所有的东西来了，资源来了，我就是看到我自己可以满足我自己的需要。
And not just hawk our own talents and enjoy it to ourselves.
不对，神所要的就是让我们成为一个管道，所以这些来了以后就出去，来了以后就出去，所以一直要出去，后面就一直的来。
So God really wants us to become a channel of His blessings. He keep giving to us, and we pass it on, and He will continue to bless us and give us His grace.
但是当我们不出去的时候，当我们东西不流出去的时候，我们就停在这里。这个祝福来了以后就挡住了，然后呢就累积起来，到时候就满了，也不能再有，因为再有就爆掉了。
However, if we don't channel His blessings, when He gives us the blessings, it's going to just become a stop right here.And the blessings would also stop to come.
所以神要我们每一个基督徒，要他的儿女们都成为一个流通的管道，是一个祝福的管道。
So God wants all of us, all His children, to become a channel of blessings.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们想到每一个人都有这样的一个使命。我们活在今天，绝对不是为自己而已。
So we all need to know that we have a purpose in life, that we not only live for ourselves.
当我们来追求神的国度的时候，当我们来 举目的时候，我们就发现这一些的东西神都会 provide 给我们，我们所需要的神都会 provide， 但是呢神要我们还要给出去。
So we know that when we look up to his kingdom, God will give us all these things that we will need.
我听过一个故事，有一个妇人，她总是低着头走路。
There was a story that I heard before that there was this woman that who always just when she walks, she always looked down.
你看她什么时候她都是低着头。
Whenever you see her, she's always stooping down.
有的人就觉得说这个姊妹很奇怪，是不是受过什么伤，需要内在医治啊？现在很流行。
So people are just wondering that what happened to this sister that maybe she was hurt before and then she needs some inner healing.
所以就问她了，就很好奇问她说，姊妹啊，你为什么老是低着头？是不是有什么愁苦？
So people ask her that why are you always looking down? Do you have something that you need to be helped with?
这姊妹抬起头来跟她讲说，没有啊，我没有什么愁苦。
So the sister lift up her head and say, "No, I have nothing to worry about."
这个人就问他说，你为什么每次都低着头？
But what are you always looking down?
我姊妹就跟他讲说，哦，对了，因为我很小的时候。
Oh, that's right. Because when I was a young child.
有一天我走路。
When I was walking.
走在路上，我发现地下有钱。
I was walking on the street and I found some money.
我就把它捡起来。
And I picked it up.
从那一天开始。
From then on.
我就天天想要从地上找钱。
I always want to look for money on the street.
所以我走在路上的时候，我就到处仔细观看有没有钱，有没有钱。
So when I'm walking on the street, I'm always looking down to look for money.
那个人就问他说：“那你到底捡了多少钱？”
So the person asked her, "How much money have you picked up so far?"
是姊妹说，其实也没有再捡到什么钱呢。
And she answered that, "I haven't really found anything since then."
倒是常常撞到树跟撞到电线杆。
But I always ran into like the electric poles or trees.
这就是一个有限的人生。
This is a limited life.
好像在寻找的东西都是非常有限、今生的东西。
Because everything that we're looking for is very temporal and very limited to ourselves.
都是为了自己，为了一个很小的范围。
It's only for ourselves. It's within a very limited scope.
但是神的心意要我们往远看。
But God's will is for us to look beyond, look into the distance.
要我们举目。
He wants us to lift up.
看得更远，看得更久，看得更永恒。
Look beyond into the distance, look into the eternity.
所以这是我们就当教导门徒的时候，第一件事情就是你们要抬头要看，你们先要举目，需要把你们眼睛抬高。
So the first thing he taught his disciples is lift up your eyes.
不要再注意到这个小范围的事情，要看大的。
Do not just pay attention to the little things around you.
所以这就是神给我们每一个人一个服事的一个 calling.
So this is the calling that God has given each one of us.
在使徒行传那边特别就讲到说，大卫服事了那一代的人，或者遵照神的旨意服事那一代的人就睡了。
In Acts, it talks about David served the people in his generation and slept.
讲到他遵照神的旨意是服事那一世代的人。
So he served his generation according to God's will.
好像就让我们看到说，每一个人就有一个使命，他就是要来服侍那一个世代的人。
So every one of us has a purpose in our life is to serve the people in our generation.
大卫是一个神所心爱的人，所以他服侍许许多多，他做国王，所以服侍了许许多多当时代的人。
David was a man after God's heart. He served his he was a king, but he served many many people throughout his kingdom according to God's will.
但是我们没有那么大的，我们不是国王，可是我们也可以服侍周围的人。
Even though we're not a king, but we can still serve many people around us.
最重要的就是要举目，你要看见，要举目。
But the most important thing is we need to look up and look into the distance.
知道我们生命的意义在于服侍我们周围的人。
We need to know that the purpose of our life is to serve people around us.
是让我们的神能够得着喜悦。
So that our God would be pleased with our life.
当我在思想到举目这两个字的时候，我就发现在圣经里面这个举目常常都是很美的事情。
So when I look up this word or this phrase in the Bible, there are many, many nice things that's related to this phrase.
有一次亚伯拉罕跟他的侄子那个罗德，他们的牛跟羊太多，他们在一起就资源不够啊，所以他们的仆人们就吵架。
So in Genesis that Abram and LotBecause they have many cows and all this herds, so their servants started to argue.
所以他们就彼此就决定了说，好，我们现在要分开。 那亚伯拉罕很有胸襟呢，就请罗德，请他的晚辈啊，先选你要往哪边，你要往左我就往右，你要往右我就往左，反正我们大家就是保持一个距离。
So, they decided to divide up their property, and then Abram was very generous, so he let his nephew choose his way first. He said, if you go right, then I'll go left. If you go left, I'll go right. So I won't bother you.
结果这个罗德他不手软，他就选择那个上好的，是在约旦河平原那个滋润的全平原的那块地方。
So Lot was not modest at all. He took the best of the choice and took the plains in that area.
罗德走了，剩下亚伯拉罕留在原地。
So Lot left, and then Abram stayed there.
心情怎么样
？How did he feel?
好像被占到便宜的感觉，会不会
？So maybe he felt like he was taken advantage of.
哦，荣耀的神就向他显现了。
But then God, the glorified God appeared to him.
这边在经文创世纪十三章十四到十五节，这边特别讲到。
In Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15.
他说，罗德离开亚伯兰以后。耶和华就对亚伯兰说
：“It says here that the Lord said to Abram after Lot has parted from him。”
好像是直接的关乎啊，因为他离开了，所以亚伯拉就因为亚伯拉做了这个决定，所以神就向他显现。
So it seems like this is a direct appearance to Abram after Abram make the decision。
他说：“你向东西南北观看。
”He said, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west."
中间有两个字叫举目，你举目。向东西南北观看。
And here the most important words is lift up your eyes and look to the to the right and left.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
All the land that you see, I will give it to you and your offspring forever.
所以叫他来看。
So God asked him to look.
举目向东西，我不知道为什么叫东西啊，因为可能都是好东西哈。我们通常讲东南西北，圣经上都是东西南北。东西南北观看，你仔细去看，你看。
So here he says, look up to the east and west, north and south.
凡你所看见的都赐给你了。
Everything you see is given to you.
哦，我希望亚伯拉罕没有像我一样得近视眼。
I wish that Abram did not have nearsightedness like I do.
希望他看得够远。
I wish that he would look far enough.
因为看到的都是他的。
Because everything he sees would belong to him.
这边就讲到，他原来是一个好像被人家占便宜的，好像又关乎这个自己这物质性的东西的时候。
Because it started out as if he was taken advantage of.
神就给他两个字，举目。
But God gave him two words, lift up.
举目去看。
Lift up and look.
因为你要看到的都要给你。
Because everything you see will be given to you.
是不是讲到一个从有限的东西，物质的东西变成什么？变成无限的一个属灵的一个祝福。
So it's going to become from his limited possessions to eternal unlimited vision.
哎，大家不要想说啊，都是无限的，都是以后的，那现在怎么办？
Don't think that eternity has nothing to do with us. So what do we do now?
因为属灵的丰富会带下来物质的丰富。
Because spiritual abundance will also bring forth physical abundance.
物质的丰富不一定带下属灵的丰富。
But not vice versa. Physical abundance may not bring eternal abundance.
所以我们看到，当亚伯拉罕举目看的时候，这东西南北都赐给他跟他的后裔。
So when Abram looked up and looked to the east and the west, everything he saw was given to him.
所以亚伯拉罕成了大富户。
So Abram became a very rich person.
他的牛羊多得不得了。
So he has a lot of possessions.
所以他是神心意中的人，教导他怎么来看。
So God taught him how to look beyond his own need.
在诗篇上面特别有一段经文是讲到从121篇开始一直到有15篇哈，一直到134篇，讲到一个上行之诗。
In Psalms from Psalms 121 to 134. That is talked about the songs of ascents.
就是讲到以色列人他们每一年三次哈，过三个节的时候都要上耶路撒冷来敬拜神，然后他们在这个路上呢常常就唱这些诗篇。
These are the songs that they sing when they're going to Jerusalem to celebrate three festivals in their traditions.
好像一站一站的走啊，要上行到耶路撒冷，就唱这些诗篇。
When they're walking towards or ascend to Jerusalem, these are the songs they sing along their way.
有时候走得很累了，走了好多天很累的时候，他们就会唱121篇，在这个地方第一节、第二节。
So when they're very tired or when they're exhausted, they started to sing Psalm 121.
他说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
So it says that I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
他不举目，他看不到造天地的耶和华。
If you don't lift up, you don't see the maker of heaven and earth.
因为你不举目，你看不到天啊。
If you don't lift up, you don't see the heaven.
你看不到天，你就看不到那个创造天的那个伟大的人，伟大的神。
When you don't see heaven, you don't see the sky. You don't see the maker of the sky.
所以要举目才看得到。
So you need to lift up.
也就是从我们这个好像目前的光景都是一个不开展的光景，要我们举目来看到是一个开展的。
So we need to jump out from our limited situation to look beyond our own self.
我记得在我们教会大概十年多前嘛，我们有一次也是从一个牧师那边领受一个先知性的话语，对我们教会所说的。
I remembered about 10 years ago that we received some prophecy from a pastor.
在诗篇四十九篇十七节、十八节这个地方。
It was in Isaiah.
Isaiah, 对。
Isaiah 49:17-18.
他这边讲到说：“你的儿女必急速归回，毁坏你的、使你荒废的都必离你出去。你举目向四方观看，他们都聚集来到你这里。”耶和华说：“我指着我的永生起誓，你必要以他们为装饰佩戴，以他们为华冠束华带华冠束腰，像心腹一样。”
It says that your sons hasten back, and those who laid you waste depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your sons gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, you will wear them all these ornaments. You will put them on like a bride.
这边就讲到好像有一个毁坏，有一个荒废，原来的一个光景是这个样子。
Here he talks about a situation or a condition that was like a desert, deserted.
也是一个好像被压制的一个光景。
It was a situation that was very oppressed.
但是神应许的复兴来到的时候，他说这些东西都要离你而去。
But God promised restoration, and all these things would leave you, would depart from you.
你要做一件事情。
But you have to do one thing.
你要举目向四方观看。
You have to look around.
因为有事情要发生。
Because things are coming, are happening.
所以这个举目就带着一个好像一个期待的心，要看见事情要发生。
So the lift up means also you're in anticipation of something that's going to happen.
这边就讲到你的儿女要急速归回。
Here it talks about your sons are going to hasten back.
然后他们要聚集来到你这里。
They're going to gather around you.
好像是从远方回来一样。
They're coming from the distance, from the far away.
这当然是在预言当时以色列的背景，他们要被掳了以后会有归回，要再重新回到耶路撒冷来。
This is a prophecy that was referred to later on that the Israelites will gather again after their arrest.
但是这个举目的动作就代表了来 claim 这个 promise， 讲到一个期待，讲到一个祷告中来支取神应许的一个心态。
So this is a declaration about the anticipation that they will see what will happen in the future.
所以就是要用举目。
So we need to lift up.
圣经里面就是让我们看到这个举目这个动作是带着都是正的，都是 positive， 而且这是非常重要，带出永恒。价值的这样子的一个动作。
In everything that we see in the Bible, lift up always refers something or has something to do with positive thinking and also with positive blessings.
所以我们给我们一个很好的启示，就是让我们不要在每一天低头，叫我们中文有一句话叫埋头苦干。
So this is a very good encouragement for us. As in Chinese, there's a word called you just look down and you work hard.
做了很多很多的事情，其实好像都做错了。
You work very hard, but it seems like nothing is right.
上个礼拜我改我女儿的英文功课。
Last week I was correcting my child's paper, English paper.
她把一大堆这个历史上的圣经上面的顺序都写出来，从亚当开创造世界，亚当，然后人类的这个堕落，然后巴别塔，然后一个一个洪水，巴别塔，一直讲下去。
So she lists the major events in the Bible, including from the creation to the Tower of Babel and all this chronologically.
然后他那个问题我 exactly 已经忘掉了，但是好像就是问到，比如说教会啊，那很长的一个历史，教会他问呢，什么东西是在教会之前？
So this is a very long list. So there was a question: is what happened before the church?
她写了好长啊。
So her answer was very long.
她写从创造世界开始一直写写写写到教会。
So her answer was like from the creation, to like write what happened before the church.
我就跟她讲说，她问你不是 events， 是 event。
So I explained that the question was what was the event that happened before the church was established.
所以就是圣灵降临，就有了教会。
So the answer was because the Holy Spirit has come and the church was established.
她埋头苦干，从创造世界开始写起。
So she worked so hard. She worked from all the way from the beginning of the world to like right before the church was established.
所以我们忘记了我们在干什么。
A lot of times we forgot what we were doing.
我们做了一大堆的事情，都是没有做在神的旨意里面。
We may do a lot of things, but it's not done in God's will.
好像我们每一天每一天都做很多很多的事情，但是多少事情真的跟永恒是有关系的。
It's like we may have done a lot of things in our daily lives, but how many of those have anything to do with eternity?
我们的时间就一点一点的就这样子过去。
Our time is just dwindling down.
一点一点的过去，累积起来就叫做生命。
So when we accumulate all those minutes and seconds, it becomes our life.
一点一点生活的累积，到最后就变成一个生命。
So the accumulation of the little bits and pieces of your daily life is your life.
如果我们都是在顾到今天的事情，都在顾到现实的事情，而没有看到永远、看到永恒的事情。
If we only pay attention to what we live today and do not pay any attention to eternity,
生命一天一天，生活一天一天的过，到最后临死的时候，我们是不是会有一个感叹
？So we just live our life day by day. So until the end, are we going to have some regrets?
我突然看见了我要去的地方是一个永恒的地方。
I suddenly realized that the place that I am going is a place for eternity.
但是我都没有在做好准备，我从来没有想到我真的要去一个是永恒的地方。
But I never prepared myself for the place that I'm going for eternity.
我还在地上还很努力的去经营，去计算那一些小东西。
And I always spend my time on calculating all the little things in my life.
到那个时候，我们就觉得这所有的东西都不重要。
So at that point of my life, I would suddenly realize that everything I did was in waste.
因为突然之间，我们面对的是叫做永恒。
Because all of a sudden, what I was faced with was eternity.
这就是我们，我觉得神给我一个感动，就是很怕那种感觉。
So this is the thing that I realized from God that I do not want to have that regret.
我就很怕有一天，当我来到神面前的时候，就是已经人生最后一刻的时候，我。怕那种感叹说啊，我没有做我该做的事情。
The thing that I'm most afraid of is when that day comes and I have to be face to face with my God that I say I regret that there's something that I did not do.
我没有真正好好的举目看见永恒，而都是现在。
I did not lift up to see the eternal life and I only see what's happening now and today.
我没有看见周围有多大的需要，而我只是在顾我自己。
I did not pay attention to the needs around me. I'm only looking at myself.
所以那感觉越来越强烈，越来越强烈，越来越强烈。直到有一天，我就每一天就上下班，上下班。然后我每一次从下了班走到我的车上要开车回家的时候，我就说今天又做了什么事情。
So that feeling was getting stronger and stronger because I just go to work, come back home, and then until one day, every day I ask myself, what have I done that day?
永恒在哪里
？Where is eternity?
工作如果不是为了永恒，这个工作就有问题了。
If the work I do is not for eternity, so why do I do it?
弟兄们，不要就明天辞职了。
Brothers, do not quit your job tomorrow.
但是你要想，神为什么把你摆在那个工作
？But instead think that why are you placed in that particular position?
绝对不是为你赚钱养你的家而已。
It's not just for you to raise your family.
所以我们要有举目的这个心态，让人知道永恒的事情。
So we need to lift up our eyes and know that there's something in eternity.
神要使用我们成为别人的祝福，带下永生的一个 blessing 在这里。
God wants to use us and make us a channel of blessing and become a blessing for other people.
这就是神给我们生命的意义，就是要来 serve， 来满足他的心意。
So this is the meaning of our life is to serve other people.
好，我们第二件事情要看。第二个，第三，第二，下面两个字哈，举目，第二，下面两个字叫做什么？ 上田，对不对？上田。
After lift up, the following phrase is to the fields.
田地是什么？
What is the field?
田地是在当时就讲到一个收割的所谓的我们今天的术语叫做禾场啊。
Field is the crop that we're going to have.
就是我们去收割的那个地方叫做一个禾场或者我们的田。
Is where we're going to harvest.
从地方上来说呢，这个地方可能是一个很远的地方，也可能是一个很近的地方。
Location wise, this may be near or may be far away.
只要是神呼召我们出来来服侍他，所要工作的范围都是这个田。
As long as we're called to work in a place, it can be called a field.
特别就讲到福音的方面，这些可能是我们周围的人，可能是我们的邻居、亲人，或者是我们这个 city 里面的人。
In terms of gospel, it could be people around us, our friends, our neighbors, or people at our work.
但是也可能是远方的人，更远一些的有关系的人。
But it could also be people in the distance.
在使徒行传一章八节那边特别讲到，他说：“当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says that.And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
所以当我们在发现这一段经文一章八节这个经文实际上就是所有使徒行传里面的一个 key verse, 就是一个 slogan. 如果你是一本书的话呢，它就是那个 index.
So this verse is like the theme and the key verse in all Acts.
不是 index, I mean table of contents, 那个叫目录。
It's the table of contents.
就是那个最前面的那个地方，因为事情整个使徒行传就是围绕在这句话上在发生。
So everything that happened in Acts, it is happening according to this particular verse.
使徒们在耶路撒冷传福音，然后他们传到犹太，传到撒玛利亚，最后就传到了地极。
And the disciples started to preach gospel, starting in Jerusalem and then to Judea, Samaria, and to all the other places.
所以对。地方上来讲，这都在 cover 的范围，都是我们的田。
So in terms of places, these are all the fields that we need to cover.
从族群上面来讲，我们也负担了一个特别的使命。
So in terms of ethnic groups, we also are charged with different responsibilities.
我们的田有它特别的一个 attribute 啊，一个特性。
Our field has certain characteristics.
我们有许多不同的这个族群的存在，比如说。弟兄男生们啊，男士或者女生啊，或者孩子们或者老年人们或者high tech 的这些工程师们啊，或者这个餐饮的人，就是有不同的族群存在。
In the fields that we're looking at, that there are many different demographics groups. It could be young families or sisters, brothers, or students or people who work in the restaurants business.Or people who work in high-tech business.
然后你会发现，这个族群当中呢，能够服侍相同的族群，你会非常的 effective， 非常的有果效。弟兄就服侍弟兄，弟兄服侍姊妹就不太有效，因为弟兄基本上听不懂姊妹讲什么。姊妹服侍弟兄也不对。所以呢，好像有个族群，你如果是一个知识分子的话，你去服侍草根性的那些人的话，你也搭不上线。
So it's like.When you are in a certain type of subgroups, it's easier for you to serve those people more effectively. For example, that if you're brothers and you're trying to serve sisters, you may not even understand what they're talking about, and vice versa. And also for people who are trying to serve more grassroots people, that if you don't understand what their life is like, that it will be ineffective from your point of view.
所以很重要的就是我们每一个人负有我们每一个族群的一个责任。好像我们是如果你是一个家庭的话，你能够吸引的就是家庭。
So we're all charged with a subgroups that we're responsible for that we can serve.
我每次就常常想到说，神啊，我已经老花眼，已经好几年了。有一天吃饭的时候，我发现我看不见碗里的饭。
Many times I mean, recently that I have problems with my vision, and then a lot of times that I cannot see the rice in my bowl.
我就发现我有老花眼了，可是后来我又发现神居然让我太太怀孕了。
I found out that I started to have problem with my vision, but somehow God also blessed us with another child.
我心里就在想，我说我有个疑问，有多少人是得老花眼还在生孩子的？大概不多。
And I have a question in my mind that how many people who are starting to lose their vision but still can have a child, young child.
神啊，你在这件事情上面有什么样的旨意，有什么样的智慧？我真的不懂啊。
So my question to God is, what is your will on this particular matter for me?
神有一个感动给我。
And I have some answers from God.
你不是一直有负担家庭工作吗？家庭事工的负担吗？
Aren't you burdened with the ministry for families?
你没有抱一个 baby， 你怎么跟人家谈呢？
If you don't have another baby, how do you talk to people that who are in the same situation?
你的孩子都长大了，那人家有包尿布的问题，你怎么去帮啊？
So when your if your kids are all grown up, how do you empathize people who are still having little babies?
我不知道神什么时候要我停止做家庭的事工。
I don't know when God is, would let me stop the family ministry.
因为好像蛮够了。
I think I have quite enough.
这就是神的一个呼召，他的心意，他要装备你，他要来让你进到那个 mode， 成为那样子的人，为的是要来服侍同样的人。
So this is His will for me, and His purpose for me is that He wants to prepare me to serve in that particular ministry.
所以当那个我们有撒勒玫瑰小组出来的时候，我就说感谢神，因为有一群小组可以来服侍那些姊妹们的需要。
So when we have a cell group called Sharon, Rose of Sharon, that we I thank the Lord because we have a group of sisters that can serve other sisters.
很多的人，他们比如说在 high tech 工作，在高科技的公司工作，也不太能够。你也不太能够接触到其他的人，你的合场就是你的公司，就是一个很好的你的田。
So when some of us are working in high tech company, that you may not have time or chances to meet other people, but the company where you are at is your field.
所以我们在一个公司里面，我们就刚像我讲的，就是说不是只有一个工作而已，因为我们工作带出来都要有永恒的果效，就是把它看成是一块田，我们怎么来 serve 我们周围的同事。
So where you are in your company is not just a job; it has eternal value. You're going to serve those people for eternal life.
我有一次在那个那个有一次的，就是 ATI 的，就是有一个聚会，有个特别的聚会。好，那是在 Sacramento， 然后我们就去那边，就碰到一些的年轻人。
In a special conference that I attended in Sacramento, we bump into a group of young people.
然后我们一起在那边排队吃要点披萨。我们就跟他前面的人就聊起来了。
We were waiting in line to order our pizza.
他们大概是二十岁左右的人。
And this group of young people were in their 20s.
他就跟我们谈，然后他就说啊，他很想学中文。
This group of people were talking to us, and they say they really want to learn Chinese.
因为他想去中国教英文传福音。
Because they want to go to China and teach English.
但是他后来他放弃了。
But they gave up.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为中文他说太难了。
Because Chinese is too hard for them.
所以他现在积极的准备学蒙古话。
So now they're preparing themselves to learn Mongolian.
听说比较简单。
It's a rumor that it's easier.
所以他还是要去，然后呢是帮助蒙古的那边的人。
And they still want to go and then to help people in Mongolia.
他举目。
He lift up.
而且他向天。
And he look out to the field.
那是神给他的一个田，在远方的一个田。
That's a field that God gave him, which is in the distance.
神会摆下一些感动在我们的心里面。
God will give us some ideas in our mind.
让我们对一类的人开始有负担。
He will give us the calling to make you start feeling for some people.
常常也是跟你这样子的人是类似的人。
It could be people that's similar to you.
然后你会觉得说，哎呀，他怎么不这样这样？就会更好，因为我试过，这样是更好的。
You probably be thinking that how come he doesn't do this and that maybe that will make him feel better.
所以我们的田通常跟我们的背景都有关系。
So our field or our ministry always have something to do with our own background.
所以让我们的仔细思想，神为什么把我们摆在北美？为什么让我们受这样的装备？为什么是让我们从大陆、从台湾出来？为什么是这样
？So let's think about why we are here in North America. Why did God bring us from China or Taiwan?And place us here and prepare us.
都跟我们的田有关系。
It has something to do with the ministry that He's going to give us.
我们再往下面再看两个字。
So let's continue to look what the phrases are below it.
举目向田，观看。
Lift up your eyes to the field and look.
什么叫观看？
What does it mean by look upon?
原来的意思呢，是仔细的看。
Originally,
盯着看，沉思，要想去看。
Originally, it means that you observe carefully and you ponder and you think carefully.
所以当我们来到这个田的时候，我们第一件事情就要看，看什么？看他们需要什么东西？什么是他们的需要？我怎么可以切入在这块田里面？
So when we come to the field, we look and we think that what are the needs of these people?
在那个三元，就是那个福音的那个三部曲当中啊，大家有没有人知道这个福音的三部曲是什么？
So in the trilogy of gospel, do people know what those three steps are?
有没有人知道这个？我没有带奖品，但是你的奖品在天上啊。
I don't have any awards now, but then your prize is in heaven. So does anybody know and give us an answer?
很简单，第一步就是建立友谊。
Okay, the first is befriend with people.
第二步，领人归主。
And lead them to Christ.
第三步，塑造门徒。
And the third step is discipleship.
这是福音。
This is gospel.
第一个，你要跟他做朋友。
The first step is to become friends with them.
我以前听过一个故事，就是有人为了看得到一群的年轻人，他们那群年轻人就喜欢打篮球。
I heard a story before that he saw a group of young people that like basketball.
那他就去为了福音的缘故，就跟他们去打篮球。
So for the sake of gospel, he started playing basketball with them.
就加入他们的这样子的一个 group， 然后去打篮球。
So he joined them as a team, a group.
打了几年以后，这全部的人都变基督徒了。
So after several years, this whole group of young people who play basketball become Christians.
因为他会看。
Because he looked.
所以他建立友谊，然后慢慢他知道他要把更好的、更美的福音带给他们。
So he became friends with them, and he knows that he wants to give them better things.
所以我们常常会思想到，说我们周围的人到底需要什么事情，什么是我们可以切入的地方。
So a lot of times we need to look around us and to see the needs around us.
那到我们这个特别在小组的时候，我们就发现，特别在 North Valley 这边的小组，那就发现说，哎，我们办亲子活动的时候，一直办亲子的教育的时候，一大堆人就会来。
In North Valley, in our cell group, we noticed that whenever we have parenting seminars, we will attract a lot of people.
那当我们要办说夫妻关系的时候，就没有人要 show up.
But when we have seminars on couples, then we don't see much attendance.
因为大家都有一个心智。
Because everybody has a will.
或者有一个谎言在自己的心里面。
Or a lie in their mind.
我老公是改变不了的。
I cannot change my husband.
但是我的儿子可以。
But I can change my son.
所以我要做亲子，我不要做夫妻。
So I want to devote my time on parenting and not for a couple.
因为我知道我的先生他已经三十年不变了。
Because I know my spouse hasn't changed for the last 30 years.
所以你会发现，大家就对怎么样教养孩童就很有兴趣。
So we notice that everybody's interest in the parenting topic.
这就是这个时代的需要。
This is the need for this generation.
所以我们在这边就是有一个小荣光的这种营会，这种品格营，我觉得非常的好。
So we're really happy that we have a Shine Character Camp here at this church.
有一次我去参加一个那个一个 seminar 的时候。
There was one time I went to a seminar.
然后那边就是讲到他们去大陆做品格的这个教育。
They were talking about how they went to China and held several character camps.
所以那个人回来以后呢，兴奋得不得了。
And when the person came home, he was very excited.
他说大陆现在很多的都是这一个，就是小皇帝很多。
He told us that in China there are many little emperors right now.
所以现在政府也发现这个问题，所以要发展这个品格教育方面的这些事工。
So the government also noticed the same problems, and they want to start character development classes.
然后这个机构呢，就跟他们去谈，他就这个大陆的官方教育单位就请这个机构去跟他们谈。
So there's an education department in China. They invited this particular institution to join them.
然后这个机构就问他们说：“你们有多少的需要？你们的需要是在哪里？”
And the institution asked them that, "How much need do you have?"
这个人想说大概几万人，好，就是这个机构的人想大概是几万、几十万，差不多哈，就是在美国看看的话，了不起一百万吧，是不是这样？
The person from the institute thought that maybe tens of thousands.
结果这个教育 单位的在大陆的教育官员跟他讲。
But then the official from the Ministry of Education in China told him.
他说我们的需要是两亿到三亿的学生。
And he told him that the need that we have is in the hundred millions.
我们的老师需要是几千万。
And we need hundred millions of teachers.
What can you help?
How can you help us?
那个人讲得很兴奋。
And so this person was so excited.
他原来都说我们不他都仔细想说，人家一开始跟他谈的时候都想说我们做得到做不到。做得到，在那边想非常 detailed 的实际。
So when he started thinking about this question, he's only thinking about the feasibility of program.
然后当他听到那个数字以后，他就不能够思想了。
And when he heard the numbers, then he couldn't continue.
天文数字他都不知道怎么办了，太多，需要太大。
It's a number beyond his imagination.
那一次我们就带着我们的孩子们在那个聚会当中，我们就看。
So at that particular conference, we were with our children and we look.
我就跟我的女儿说，看到没有，需要在那里，多少亿的人需要我们去 help.
Did you see? Do you look at how many hundreds of millions of people that need our help?
我们的孩子这边学英文，学中文，学得半死 ，for what?
So our child struggled to learn Chinese and English. What is the purpose for that?
至少眼睛他们打开，看到他有个田在那个地方，几亿的需要在那个地方。
And this is an opportunity for them to look beyond that you can see this great opportunity out there.
我们可以说，我们就顾我们自己这一块地方啊，外面的事情是他们家的事。
We can say we just need to care for this field that we have at home.
但是神的心意绝不是这样，要我们把我们的学到的东西都交出去。
But this is not the will of God. God wants us to channel our talents, our blessings.
要我们举目来看那个田的需要在哪里，我们怎么样去 help 他们。
We need to look at the needs of the field.
我相信我们的中国人今天世界上是最多的人。
You know that Chinese people has the largest population in the world.
我们在北美的人是华人里面顶尖的人。
And then the Chinese people in North America.Are the highest educated people?
圣经上有一句话：多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
In the Bible, it says that whoever gets the most would also be asked to contribute the most.
所以神把我们摆在这个地方，绝对不是就叫我们关着门，我们大家 happy 就好。
So God would not put us here and ask us to close the door and not look at other people.
神要我们把我们知道、学到的东西，把我们领受到的祝福都要 share 出去。
God wants us to give whatever we have, we learn, and give it to other people.
有一天你面对你的上帝。
One day when you come to face with God,
他会问你一句话。
He would ask you,
他说我没有把你摆在像印度、像非洲那种吃不饱、穿不暖的地方。
I did not place you in those places, like India or Africa.
我把你摆在一个富庶的地方。
I put you in a very affluent society.
我还不以这个为满足，我再把你从富庶的地方再把你带到美国最富庶的地方。
And I take you, I bring you from an affluent society and bring you to an even more abundant community.
我把世界上的学问最好的知识都教导你。
I give you the best knowledge.
我把世界上最美的环境、最好的享受的天气都赐给你。
I give you the most beautiful weather.
你做了什么？
What have you done?
你成就了什么？
What have you achieved?
你怎么回答？
And how would you answer to that?
如果旁边有一个人，他是在非洲吃不饱穿不暖的人。
If you see a person right next to you and he is from Africa and he doesn't have enough food or not enough clothing to wear.
神问他的话可能就短一点了。
And the question to him would be much shorter.
我让你吃不饱穿不暖，但是我让你存活了这些生命，你做了什么？
I have not given you much, but I give you life, so what have you done so far?
他可能很简单一句话就会让我们羞愧。
And maybe a very simple answer from this other person would put us to shame.
他可能就说：“我把你所有的给了别人。”
His answer may be that I have given all I have to other people.
你给我的，我就给别人。
Whatever you give me, I give it to other people.
神要我们做这件事情。
God wants us to do this for Him.
庄稼已经熟了。
The crop is ripe.
收割的时候已经到了。
This is the time for harvest.
这是耶稣对门徒所说的话。
This is what Jesus said to his disciples.
他说已经白了，这个圣经上说是白了。
In Bible it says it's white.
你知道一个谷子 如果你没有收割它，过了两千年，它会怎么样？
You know that if the grains, if you don't harvest it, what would happen after 2,000 years?
如果那个谷子两千年前已经熟了，现在是什么样子的状况
？If the grains were ripe 2,000 years ago, what would you see today?
这句话用在当时，更用在现在。
This passage was used at that time, but we can certainly use it today as well.
是神对我们每一个基督徒的一个呼召。
This is a calling to every one of us from God.
我们要去收割。
We need to go out and harvest.
我们有的时候去传福音，我们的果效不一定是那么的大的果效。你会发现。
Sometimes when we go out to preach the gospel, we may not see the effect.
但是在圣经里面，它特别有两个词。我看了以后，我再看，我思想说，神啊，这两个词我真的不懂。一个叫做撒种，一个叫做收割。
In the Bible, I see two terms. I don't really understand, but I keep considering. One is sowing, the other one is reaping.
那我们的传福音到底是收割还是撒种呢
？So when we preach gospel, are we sowing or are we reaping or harvesting?
想着想着，我就觉得越想越好笑。
And the more I think about it, the more I think it's kind of interesting.
做的工作一样，都在传福音。
We're doing the same thing. It's all for the sake of gospel.
如果我很努力的传，他都不信，我叫撒种。
If I work very hard and the person doesn't believe, it's called sowing.
如果那个旁边的人呢，他随便讲两句，那个人就痛哭流涕的就接受福音的话，那个叫收割。
And if someone else only say a few words and the person would cry happily and accept Christ, that's called harvesting.
你就是传你的福音，接受了那叫收割，没接受那叫撒种。
So just preach the gospel. If the person accepts it, it's harvesting.If the person does not accept it, it's called sowing.
但他后面讲了一句话，他说撒种跟收割的怎么样，一同快乐。
But what it says at the end is the sower and the reaper they enjoy the same labor.
所以不要以为你就失败了，因为你要跟那个收割的人一同快乐。
Don't think that you fail because you're going to enjoy like the harvester. I mean the reaper.
实际上这个话要倒过来讲，不是撒种的跟收割的去享受他的快乐，好像沾他的光一样。
It's not that we're trying to take advantage or share the glory of people who harvest.
因为在三十八节讲，他说你们没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
Because in John chapter 4, verse 30, it says that you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
所以是撒种的人在先期的工作里面的劳苦，现在让收割的人来享受。
Because it's the labor that the sower has endured that the reaper are enjoying the labor of those sower.
不是撒种的人去沾收割的人的光，是收割的人去沾撒种的人的光。
So it's not the sower that's sharing the glory of the people who harvest, but it's the people who harvest are sharing the glory who have sowed.
当我们在查原文的时候，我们会发现。享受他们所劳苦，那个享受的原文叫做进入。
When they say that you enjoy the labor of the sowing, they say enter into the joy.
你们这些收割的人是进入那些撒种的人的工作里面。
People who are harvesting now is entering into what the sower have done.
所以大家以后去传福音的时候，就在那边想说，这一次我是撒种呢，还是收割啊？
So when we go out and preach the gospel, we can just think in our mind that are we a sower today or are we a harvester today?
那都是神的工作，不管我们怎么传，是撒种，是收割，神可以叫他收割就收割。这我们不是我们的工作，是神的决定。
But the work is God's work. We just do what we need to do is to preach the gospel.
所以我们这边还讲到一件事情，我看的时候，我在这个神就让我看见一件事情。他这边说，你们看这个这个收割的时候，不是还有四个月的时间吗？
When I got a revelation when I was reading this passage that the time for harvest is still 4 months away.
所以我就开始 count 了，这个今年三月底了，四月、五月、六月、七月。
So I start counting that until the end of July is 4 months.
所以呢，刚好我们要去台湾短宣，就是七月底八月初的时间。
So it's exactly 4 months for our mission trip to Taiwan, which is at the end of July and beginning of August.
好像这四个月是指着我们现在在你不是说还要收割还有四个月吗？就是指好像是现在的日子。
as if it's referring to our trip.
那我们就到去台湾的时候再去收割吗？
So does it mean that we're going to Taiwan to harvest?
哦，当然不是，因为他这边告诉我们说，哎，你要看，因为呢，你觉得还有四个月 ，actually 现在已经熟了。
Is it just at that time that we go to harvest, or is it now too? But here it says that the crop is already turning white; it's ripe already.
是现在，而不是四个月以后。
It's now; it's not 4 months away.
所以盼望神能够帮助我们啊，我们特别在这接下来的两三个月里面啊，我们有两个活动，大的活动，一个是复活节的献诗，一个是母亲节的园游会。
So in the next couple of months, we have two major events. One is the Easter celebration, and the other one is the Mother's Day fair.
然后我们不只是邀请我们的亲朋好友，我们这一次要扩大的邀请。怎么邀请？我们就去外面买那个 mailing list， 中国人19岁以上的这个 mailing list， 我们去把它买来了。
So this time we're not only going to invite our friends and family, we also are going to reach out to our community. So we purchased a mailing list that, that's close to this community from age 19 to 30-some.
19 and up.
所
以照我们周围方圆，大家知道吗？四麦的地方有多少户中国人的名单在那边？
Do you know how many Chinese Americans are there in the 4-mile radius to the church?
在四麦里面，我们这边买到了就有3000多份，3500份将近。
In the 4 mile radius, there are 3,500 Chinese Americans.
在两麦之内。
In the 2 mile radius.
有1000户。
And there are 1,000, actually 1,000 families, not people.
1000户要乘以一户四个人的话，就乘以四了。
So it'll be a 1,000 family times 4.
你说哇，这么多的家庭在我们的附近，两麦而已。
So there's so many families around us, it's just in a 2 mile radius.
然后我就仔细去打去看看，我知道我们教会有一些人是住两麦之内。
So I just type it up, some of our members' home address.
让我惊讶的是，还有几个人没有在那个买来的名单里面。
So some of us are not on the mailing list that we purchased.
所以还要乘一个误差，因为他不是 cover 所有的人，他是 cover 一个部分，可能要再乘以，我算下来大概是他 cover 大概一半左右。
So if we also can consider the standard deviation, maybe there'll be more families.
禾场就在这里。
This is our field.
神把我们带在这里，是有我们的族群在这个地方。
God brought us here. There is a field for us here.
所以我们的教会，我们的每一个人都要有一个转变。
So every one of us in the church needs to change.
我们要从我们的有限，从我们的低头，从我们的埋头，变成我们要举目，要往外面看。
We need to turn from our inward looking to look up, to look beyond.
看见神的荣耀要充满在遍地，这是我的祷告。
We want to see the glory of God spread out the whole field.
有一首歌讲到遍地，讲那个讲到遍地都充满了敬拜赞美。
There's a hymn that says that the whole earth is full of His glory.
讲到主的那个主的主那个那歌怎么唱？主的光啊。主发光。
It says, shine, O Lord, shine.
Shine, Jesus shine. 就是让所有的神的荣光充满在遍地，都有敬拜赞美，这是我们的祷告。
So this is our prayer that the glory of God would be spread out into this field.
在我们的周围，在我们的国家，在我们的所到的这个每一个国家，外面的世界，到处都有敬拜赞美。
In our family, in our community,and in our nation and throughout the world.
所以当那个前两个礼拜我们在唱那个宣教的中国，葛牧师在我们当中唱那个宣教的中国。
So two weeks ago, when we were singing the song about going out to China,
我很少有那种感动。
I really have that kind of touch or feelings.
那个感动就有一次，actually 是同样的歌，宣教的中国，就是我蒙召的那一天。
Actually, it was the same song that when I was called. It's the same song, China will proclaim.
所以前两个礼拜，当我在唱这首诗歌《宣教的中国》的时候，基本上我是不能唱的。
So a couple of weeks ago, when we were singing this song again, and basically I could not even sing.
因为神把一个深深的一个感动，一个负担，就放在我的心里面，就你已经没有办法再唱歌了。
Because God has deeply touched me and moved it that I just cannot continue to sing this song.
然后我生平第一次有一个感觉，这是肉体的感觉，是我以前没有经历过的。
And the first time in my life that I have this physical sensation or feeling.
好像有一个那个穿那个穿了一个 vest， 一个我不知道那怎么讲，就是一个夹克哈，没有袖子的那种夹克，背心，嘿，那个是防弹的那种。好像那次那个警察来穿那个防弹背心，那个千块重的背心这样穿在你的身上压着你。
As if I was put in a very tight bulletproof vest.
那种感觉是灵里的一种压力，灵里的一种担子压在你的身上。
As if like it's a spiritual burden that's heavily upon me.
我这从来还没经历过。
I have never experienced that previously.
我们在小组里面有查，我们说灵里面有触觉，你有没有经历过？
We talked about this in our cell group that the spiritual touch or spiritual revelation.
这种压力没有经历过。
This kind of burden to go out and to proclaim God's gospel.
所以我相信神要复兴我们的教会，不是我们大家灵命得着复兴而已。
So I believe that God would restore our church not because not only in our spiritual life.
因为我们要看到神的工作、神的福音、神的荣耀从我们手上要出去。
We want to see God's work that would start coming out from our hand, from our church, and go out to other places.
我们教会不大，但是每一个人都在里面。
We are a small church, but we have everyone in here.
所以我们有的人是出去宣教的，我们有的人是在这边祷告的。
We have people that would go out to preach the gospel, and we have some people that would be praying here.
我们有的人是出力的，有的人是出钱的。
We have people that are going to be doing the labor, and some people that are going to be giving up the money.
为着神所托付我们的使命，我们大家同心合力。
We will work together and work towards the mission that God has entrusted us.
让神的心意得到满足。
And let God's heart be satisfied.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢你，主啊，你所赐给我们的是这么的丰富。当我们在北美的时候，我们真的是富足。我们在这里，我们真的是有最高的知识，我们有最好的资源，最好的环境。但是主啊，你向我们所要的也就更多。主耶稣，让我们每一个人，我们真的眼睛能够不再看我们自己的事情，而让我们举目向天来观看。主啊，你的爱充满在我们的里面，我更向你祷告，把一个爱人的心，一个爱人的负担，一个为着我们失丧灵魂的负担也放在我们的心里面。哦，让我们能够感受到你的心里面的那个 urgency， 就是你对那个失丧人心里面的那个着急。主啊，把那个着急就放在我们的心里面，放在我们弟兄姐妹，放在我们每一个人的心里面。哦，让我们也开始对这个事情着急，让我们有那样子的负担。哦，让我们知道你把我们摆在这里，为着就是要让你的荣耀得到彰显，让你的荣耀充满在遍地。主耶稣，求你来使用我们每一个弟兄姐妹，能够在这个时代来服侍这个时代的人。我们谢谢主，祷告靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱这首诗歌。